This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
Hey everyone, it's Deese here to tell you about a brand new show coming Wednesday, November 3rd called Some Imperfections, the SIP podcast, Some Imperfections podcast, hosted by life coaches Abby Buckenberger, Sierra Cossey, and myself. We are coming together to bring you a brand new show. It's going to be every other Wednesday starting November 3rd. You can find it on Deese Comedy and IamAlliance.me. The show combines Abby and Sierra, who are certified life coaches, helping you every day, bringing you a fuller experience to your life, helping you with all your world's problems. And I will be sitting on the side doing my usual slang and dick jokes. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a great combination. We've solving all the world's problems. Everything you need to know. I have great advice, guys. I just don't listen to myself. That's my problem. But we're going to be combining all of our knowledge, their genuine skills, my practical, ridiculous knowledge of getting myself into horrible situations and figuring out how to get out of it. And we will be answering your questions. We've got, you can email us. You can find us on Instagram at some.imperfections, on Facebook at some.imperfections. And you can message us, find us on Waze, Yelp, Yellow Pages, White Pages, any of the pages. Look us up, find us, send us your questions, your topics, things you want to talk about. We'll answer them anonymously if you want. Just let us know. We'll have links and all the upcoming information for you to let us know what you want us to talk about. So check that out, guys, tomorrow on Deese Comedy, The Social Hour, everywhere you find podcasts, and also at IamAlliance.me. And again, that is every other Wednesday from The Social Hour and I Am Alliance.
You are now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
If you think you're gonna die, just be racist.
Get ready for the Social Hour.
Live from Deese World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, comedian Greg Beachler. And now your host. Everyone's arguing about who won the presidential election. He's just still mad that Kelly beat Justin in American Idol Season 1. Deese Casillas!
Malam Keen, everyone, welcome to the show. This is The Social Hour. I am Deese. Thanks for coming around for another episode. We have a great show planned for you. My buddy Greg Beachler is going to be sitting in with us. We're going to be talking to him about what he's been doing comedy-wise lately and everything going on with the craziness of the world. We're going to get into that in just a second. Before we do, guys, new announcements, new stuff for you. We have a Patreon page, patreon.com/DeeseComedy. Go there. We've got a couple different tiers, some prizes, some things you can get. The biggest thing is I got a new exclusive for my Patreon, my dedicated folks who want to be on there. I'm going to be doing a new daily podcast. 7 days a week, The Social Hour Morning Paper. It's me. I get up. This is what I do when I wake up. I cry. I blame my parents. I try to stay sober. I mean, I'm sober, but I try to remember why I stay sober. And I drink a lot of coffee. And I read my emails. I read Yahoo News, because it's a credible news source in America, right? What is news in America anymore? And I just read Yahoo, and I go over some jokes I wrote the last few days. I'm going to start doing that every morning, and you're going to go on a journey with me. We're going to have a little micro mini podcast, 15, 20 minutes, something. Who knows? It might be 10. It might be an hour. It's just me
talking about my morning, and you're going to get that as an exclusive for Patreon, you know, VIPs, man. Got some rewards up there, so check it out. Patreon.com/DeeceComedy. And always, guys, the social hour every Tuesday and Thursday. Now, you know that. The social minute every Monday. I appreciate you guys supporting that. That's been huge. But really, you know, I'm home, man. I can't do live comedy, so I'm just trying to produce more content online for you. So anything you can do to go help support, subscribe, donate, whatever you want, I'm bringing it to you no matter what. But there are some exclusives for our Patreon listeners. Also, Some Imperfections, the newest show with Abby Buckenberger and Sierra Cosi of IM. Check that out every other Wednesday. Next episode is coming Wednesday, November 18th. So check it out. You can send us your questions or topics, what you'd like us to talk about, and we will answer them for you. First episode was a hit. People loved it, so we want to keep bringing you more. You can message us at some.imperfections on Instagram, Facebook, etc. We'll answer your questions. It's all anonymous too. They're certified life coaches. They know what they're doing. I had a weird life and have some funny asides that I mentioned. So it's good. It's a good combo. Check it out. That's it, guys. And go to pantspending.com. Check out the shows. Everything on the network. It's growing over there too. So we've got a lot going on. Exciting times. And Deece Comedy/calendar for any live events that are happening. All right, guys, we're going to get into it now. Take a listen. I got a chance to talk to my buddy, Greg Beachler.
Yeah, with Game of Thrones, it was crazy because everyone, I didn't watch it until after it was off the air. And somebody's like, you got to watch this show. And then I got like half an episode in. What's the show? Oh, no. You probably watched this, though. What's the one with Bryan Cranston? Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad, yeah.
Everyone told me I need to watch that show, and I got through. It took me like 5 sittings to get through the first 2 episodes. And I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't feel it that much. And someone's like, no, like halfway through the 3rd season, it gets dope. And I'm like, all right, so I got to invest like 27 hours into a show before I start to like it. Like, I don't know if I have that kind of time, man.
Didn't they like dissolve that body in the bathtub like in the first few episodes?
I don't, man. I got halfway through episode 2 and I'm like, I don't know. I can't do this. I can't commit to this. I like movies.
Fair enough, dude. Yeah. Everyone has their things they like.
It's probably the same reason I'm bad in relationships. I don't want to know what you're doing every week in perpetuity. Like, give me like a 2-hour window with a movie. I want this to be finite. We have a beginning, middle, and an end. I want an exit strategy. I want the likes to come up. No more popcorn. I'm fucking out. I want to go home. That's, you go home.
Hilarious, man. Just get prostitutes, man. It seems like you could plan that evening out way easier and just pay for it all.
Yeah, even with a movie, too. Yeah, imagine the guy that takes a prostitute to a movie, you know?
You know they're out there, man. They're like, listen, I need... Yeah, isn't there like a whole thing, a phrase for it? It's like a girlfriend experience or some shit.
Dude, that's like renting a car and then just having it detailed and returning it. Like, what the hell are you doing? Like, just fucking,
like... Man, I knew dudes that would like, remember when rims were a big thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they would rent cars, put the rims there. They actually just bought the rims instead of cars. They'd rent the cars, put the rims on them, drive them around for a couple of days.
Jesus.
Take the car back. And swap out the wheels. I'm like, that's a lot of work to try to look fly, man. That was real shit. Yeah. That was real shit people did.
Somebody's going to catch you like a week later riding your fucking 94 Honda Civic with, you know, only two rims out of 4. And not those same ones, just busted ass ones. I don't know if you guys had this where you grew up, either in Colorado or Detroit. This seems like more of a Detroit thing. In L.A., they used to have rent-a-rims where you would like rent rims and you paid for them every month and you'd get them on your car and you'd like make payments. And then when you couldn't pay for them anymore, you'd like return the rims. I'm like, dude, you're paying $200 a month for these fucking rims to put on your shit car. You know, your car is still, you know, your car barely runs.
Yeah, that's literally the first level of what I was talking about, man. You'd be like, yo, I'm going to rent these rims, but like my car looks shitty. So we were like, you know what? buy rims.
Yeah.
Cars, bro.
that was always my sign when I knew I was getting in, like when you're like, oh, it's a bad neighborhood or that in LA. Or the big sign was always when I saw billboards that said for dentists that are read like, I'll fix any tooth for $50. I'm like, yeah, this is, you know, this is a bad neighborhood.
First off, I like that guy's business sense. Like, you know what? I escaped some communist third world country.
Yeah.
I can fix teeth. And yeah. I'm going to do it. $50 a piece, man. It's easy to live
right
out
here. Yeah. It's just, he's economizing, man. Listen, I'm not saying it's going to be good, but it'll be fixed. And, you know, there's no, yeah, it's no regulations. Yeah. There's no, we're not soaking these steel, you know, stainless steel in any type of,
just probably the most honest dudes though. Like, look, you only have three cavities, $150. I got you, man.
Yeah.
Except for I built your insurance for like hundreds of dollars.
Right. Yeah. He's just making thousands and these guys are going out with busted ass teeth. He's yeah. Those are the little markers of like, when you know, you're like, yeah, this neighborhood is not, it's not getting better.
yeah, man. Like, what I saw, speaking of Detroit, man, I was seeing this like time-lapse photo. It was like 2002. This is the dilapidated ass house.
Yeah.
Getting better and getting better. 2013, it's like pristine. And now it's back to shit. Just, like, Detroit went curve. Like, oh damn!
Detroit almost made it. He almost. There was this great article I read years ago. This is like 10 years ago, where the outskirts of Detroit just had these all these dilapidated houses that, like, literally bears were moving back into. Yeah. Like bears.
People had farms out there because yeah. There was no food anywhere close. They had to grow their own shit.
Yeah, it's just this crazy. I'm like, dude, this is Detroit, once the most bustling, like, growing city in America, and now it's just dilapidated buildings and bears were running. Like, so they had this plan, right? They're like, all right, we're gonna shit can, we're gonna plow all these houses down, and we're gonna turn Detroit into farmland, like around here. And they started planning, they took down all these buildings and then went to make these farms. And they realized that all the land was so polluted from the auto industry, they couldn't even make it into farmland.
That's so, you know how devastating that is, what you just said right there. Because like Detroit, for real, man, like there's like no grocery stores near the hood. They're like miles away.
Yeah.
So unless you have a car, you can't even get groceries. Yeah. You can grow your own shit. And you can't even grow your own shit because it's too polluted. You're eating like weak ass carrots giving you cancer.
Yeah, just like neon carrots. You got to go pick them in the dark so you can find them.
Right. You just live on chips out of the gas station. Like beef jerky.
Yeah, that's the real oppression of America that they don't talk about. There's this whole tribe of Native Americans out like on the outskirts of Flint, Michigan or something, where the auto industry used to be. And their land is so polluted because the auto industry would dump all their like toxic waste and just shit on the land. Like, you can really take one shovel full of dirt and turn it over, and it's literally like neon colors underneath. Just all the paint and shit or whatever the hell they were dumping in the ground. And like all these, like everyone in this tribe has just riddled with tumors.
They got some kind of compensation for that, right?
Yeah, they got a casino or something. I don't know what they get. Like,
did you read that like GM and Ford knew about climate change in the 60s?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I didn't read that, but I would imagine they knew it from the beginning. Like Henry Ford was like, yeah, fuck this. I'm getting rich.
Yeah. Hey, you ever try to breathe that stuff? Don't, man. It'll kill you immediately.
Yeah.
Well, what about if there's a bunch of it in the air?
Yeah,
we'll be
fun. It just goes to space, man. That space fixes everything. Yeah,
that's
it's.
What I look like. I know how gases work. I don't, man. Right. I know how the engine combusts.
I just make cars. Yeah, we'll make a catalytic converter, and we'll call it good. Yeah. All those, you know, go capitalism, right? I mean, you got the, you know, the cigarette industry. I remember when I was a kid, my buddy, my best friend growing up, his dad was like a VP for JP Morgan, right? And
okay. So
like Camel cigarettes and shit. And he used to always tell us, he's like, just don't smoke. And we'd be like, why? He's like, just fucking don't. Like, don't do it. Like, that shit is so bad for you. Like, he knew all the dirty secrets of what the cigarette companies were.
There's no way. I smoked for like 5 years for some reason because I worked at a factory, man. That's why I started smoking, man.
You need a break.
You do, man. You need more breaks. And factory work is so dull, man. I wanted to I hate it. So I picked up smoking just so I wouldn't kill myself later. And it started like a 5-year habit, and I never felt shittier in my life than when I smoked.
Yeah, like everything about it is that I smoked for about a decade, and after I quit, I never picked up another cigarette. Like, I don't even have an inkling to. Every now and then I'll smoke a cigar, but I feel like that's different. Because you don't like inhale a cigar, you're not like fucking, it's
like some hand roll shit.
Yeah.
At least it's like mostly not, ammonia.
Yeah, just like fucking did crazy shit. But everything about you just feel bad. You stink. The whole thing is, the shit it does, it depletes all your vitamin C when you smoke cigarettes too. It just is such a weird, it's one of those things when you look back, you're like, why the fuck does anyone do that? Like, I even get like smoking crack, man. Like, I get that. You get real high. I can wrap my head around that.
No, smoking. Yeah, you're right. First off, when you first hit it, violently ill. Nicotine is actually a deterrent for like insects to eat this shit. Make you sick and die. So violently ill right away, man. And then you just keep doing it to act cool. I don't know why you even do it.
Yeah, you have to and like get past the part where it sucks.
Yeah, then you're just addicted to it immediately. It's not even like, oh, this is great. You feel good when you hit it for 5 seconds, and then you're over the hit.
Yeah, and then you just feel like shit forever, and like and then you can never run a mile again. I don't know. There's all sorts of weird. I was talking with some friends of mine the other day, though. There are these life coaches that are like trying to help people change their lives and stuff, right? And it's like we're talking about addictions and weird things that people like, have. That get addicted to that, you're bad. They're bad for you. I mean, I drank for a long time and shit like that. I quit. I know. Right. I had a couple, gave it up though. It's been a while. What about you? You got any addictions that are, you think are bad for you?
Bad for me. I mean, I probably smoke way, way too much weed, dude.
Is there way too much weed, though? I mean,
I don't know, man. There has to be. You can't. I go through like an ounce every 2 weeks. I feel like that's a good string.
That's a lot. I mean, that's what it is, but that's like, I don't know. That's a, that's a half ounce of
weed. And it's like West Coast great weed. You know what I mean? It's not like bullshit weed. I have to clean my pipe out all the time. It's just so gunked.
How,
But I have no problem running and shit. I can still work out. Yeah. So I don't feel like it's bad, but I definitely do it too much.
I don't know. I feel like it's as long as you're still motivated. Because we've all met those people that like just smoke weed and then they just never do anything else. Their whole life is about smoking weed, and they just as long as you're like still being active and stuff. I don't feel like that's a big deterrent.
No, I don't. I smoke weed to go do things, man. Otherwise, I don't feel like doing shit.
To like be social, like I don't want to go. I gotta be in public. So
I'm really like a surly guy. Just like when I'm by myself, no alcohol, nothing on me. Just like hate everybody. I'm real, just cold and closed off.
You gotta open it up a little.
Relax a little bit. It's like, all right, cool.
Yeah,
I can deal with your ass now. I want to go do shit.
Yeah, that's. I feel somehow that's the one that there shouldn't be as much stigma around. I don't know how that became. Well, I mean. I do. You get into the story of why weed got outlawed. And
yeah, I mean, it's very, there's like, you can read about why.
Yeah.
The crazy question. Like, yeah.
But I mean,
relaxing Mexicans, having sex with white women.
Yeah.
Devil's lettuce or snorting cocaine.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. What is it? William Hearst was running stories about, he's like, these Mexicans and blacks are going to rape your kids if they smoke one hit of weed. You're like, all right, well.
Which is weird, though. Like, weren't people smoking weed before it was illegal? So why would they ever think that? We're like, man, I'm high now. What is this guy talking about?
Yeah, well, marijuana isn't even, so, like, marijuana actually isn't pot. Like, they're different things. Like, the word marijuana was like, this Mexican tobacco that's actually different than, like, cannabis.
Okay.
So it was just like this Mexican tobacco that was kind of like wild tobacco, basically, is all it was. It wasn't even like had the properties of cannabis or THC in it at all. They just totally made up this like story to try to make it so they could get rid of it.
Well, I know they changed the name because what's his face? Like the dude who owned all the trees and shit.
Yeah.
Like, no. We're fucking cutting trees down. We're making paper, son. Fuck this hemp shit.
Yeah.
We're making it illegal. So there's like two folds. People attacking shit. It's like, okay, say blacks and Mexicans love banging white women. Can't have that.
Right. Yeah, they can't have that. Well, they can't have that. Man, they would really hate America today.
Oh, that would be disgusting, man.
Yeah. So Greg, for the listeners, is a comedian, been doing comedy for how long now? 7 years? 6 years.
What's the day? The 27th?
Yeah, something like that.
6 years, 3 days ago, man.
Oh, damn. All right. Well, congratulations, man. The how's it feel 6 years in? I mean, you know.
Compared to
when you started. Like when you started, what was your thought about where it was going to go, or if you'd
I don't know why. I always felt like I was going to be in a room just cracking people up. Like I could see it from like behind for some reason.
Yeah.
Like my talking to people, and I always had this image in my head for like I don't know a couple of years. And then I finally tried it, and it did not go like that. It went okay. But, you know, yeah. But that's the thing, though. You know, everybody kind of sucks at the beginning.
Yeah.
So, like, 6 years later, I definitely, you know what I know now, I might have taken it easier when I first jumped in. That'd be, like, my advice to new comics.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, it's okay, man. Just hit the mics. You don't have to do a podcast. You don't have to get in everybody's comedy business. You know,
right.
Be, like, comedy police. People are going to fucking do their thing. Just let them do it.
Yeah. Well, you learn that, especially for, you know, now that you've been around and hit other comedy scenes outside of Spokane and stuff, you realize like every scene is the same. It just kind of scales up with the percentage of the type of people that exist in every scene, you know, like it's as size goes up relative, the same type of people are in every scene. And like, you know, the people want to make sure this happens. It's like, dude, yeah, just work, and eventually, if you're funny, it'll work. But, you know.
Basically, man, if you're funny, people are going to ask you to be on shows. You're going to be guest spotting. Just be cool. Don't be a dick. Don't be, like, demanding, you know.
Yeah.
Good hang and fucking be funny. You'll be fine, man.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that advice of just tell comics, just hit mics. I mean, that's every time someone asks me, like, what do you do? I'm like, fucking hit an open mic for like 5 nights a week for like 2 years. And if you haven't killed yourself, then you'll you'll want to do comedy more.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, there should be like subsections to like hitting mics, right? Cause you know, so you got the microphone champs that are just terrible and they always suck.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like 9 years.
And they're at every mic.
Yeah, like, man, how? Don't just go to the mics, but like try to like be objective in like what's getting laughs and what's not, and then try to expound on what's getting laughs and try to cut back on what's not and develop that way. Don't just do the same shit and then get mad.
Yeah.
The audience hates you, bro.
Yeah, that's one of the weird the self-awareness is a huge thing in comedy, to be able to have to look at it and be like, all right, this, because I mean, I've got jokes that I've tried and I love. And I'm like, all right, it didn't work. So I'll like rework. It doesn't work. I'm like, all right, set it aside. Maybe later when I'm like just better at comedy in general, I'll be able to like revisit it. And some of them just never fucking work. And I'm like, all right, eventually I'm like, this is just a joke that fucking makes me laugh because I'm dumb. But it's never going to work on stage, you know?
Nah, man. Don't feel like that. I've had like jokes that I've written my first year. I'm like, I can never use this. Now I can't wait to use, because I think I know where to put it now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those original ideas, man, especially your first year, there's probably a lot to them. You just didn't know how to develop them, man. So you should always go back and look at your old shit.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely try to, and there's stuff that I've been able to make work. But, man, there's certainly things that, like, in my head, I'm still like, that's so funny to me. But it's just, that's
What's
just me.
One that never works?
What's that?
What's one of your favorite ones that never works? And how popular is this show before you say this joke?
There's one I had about, it's just probably too complex, but it's about fixing a vacuum cleaner. And it's about how a vacuum cleaner used to be a durable good, you know, like that was something you'd want to get passed down in a will. Like that, like, you know, yeah, like now, you know, I mean, now a new vacuum cleaner is like, Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like $20 at a Big Lots. You can get a new vacuum cleaner. Like I was trying to find a new belt for this vacuum cleaner that cost me $20. I'm like, this isn't something I'm passing down through the generations, you know.
No, why are you even getting a new belt? You know what I mean? Just like, just throw it away.
Yeah, that's what I did. That's what happened. But dude. Yeah, that joke and like how it was, you know, vacuum cleaner salesman was like a real legit job at a certain point in time. Like door-to-door vacuum cleaner salesman was like a legitimate job. Like that was considered a nice job. Whereas if someone showed up at your door now and tried to sell you something, you'd think they were going to skin you.
Yeah, pretty much. Every time those rainbow guys come through, like, have you seen? It's got 7 different suction functions. You're like, nah, son.
Yeah.
I'm good. I've seen this scam before.
It's like, dude, I rent. Do you know how many times I vacuum this place? Come on. Like, you don't vacuum a place, you rent.
I threw away a vacuum that cost $20 because I didn't want to buy an $8 belt for it. I'm like, well, I'll just get a new fucking vacuum.
You just get a whole new thing, man. Save me the time of trying to open that bad boy up.
So what's the point of the, like, what would be the conclusion of the joke? Like, things used to be better, but now they suck.
Yeah, it just went to like how the idea that it was a durable good and like comparing things you would want in a will, like the absurdity of passing it down in a will compared to things you want in a will now, and then how then it goes to the vacuum cleaner salesman and how there was like, you know, like it was a good job. There was like it was like World War II heroes were like right here, and then like vacuum cleaner salesmen were like right here, like right below.
Fucking all these wives. While the soldiers were gone.
Yeah.
Vacuum cleaner salesmen. They were keeping population rates up, dog.
They were delivering. That Hoover wasn't the only thing sucking that day.
They were still around. That kid and that Hoover vacuum.
Right. Yeah, you can have both forever.
One kid's like 60 now. That Hoover's still around, man. Gotta tighten it up once in a while.
Reminds me.
I think I think you can fuck with that, man. That's not that bad.
Maybe I'll dust it off sometime. It's one of my first. I wrote it early on, and I broke it out a couple times, and I've just never. It's never. It's done okay, but it's never been good enough where I'm like, I should. This is something I should do often. So
it needs like an ending. It needs like a way to wrap it up, though.
Yeah,
but that's it. Like the ideas are funny. You need to wrap it up with a joke. That's something Josh Tiefert. When I first started, I used to hang out with Josh a lot. I thought he was like a guru or something. I don't know, man. Anyway. The stumbles is a first year open micer, bro.
You don't know. You don't know what you don't know.
No. But Josh was solid. You know, he was a cool guy. He like, let me do shit. But I, you know, give him a premise. He's like, okay, cool. But where's the joke, man? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
So that's, I always think about that every time I write some shit. Okay, where's the fucking joke in this?
Well, that's true. I mean, a lot of times people like new comics just end up with, you know, kind of a statement. You know, instead of a punchline, you're like, well, that's a weird statement, but that doesn't really have a joke to it. You know, like there's a guy now, I won't name him because I think he listens sometimes, but I'm about to name his joke, so he'll figure it out.
Yeah. What the fuck's his name? At least give him credit for his joke.
Yeah, all right. So, well, he ends this bit with like, to talk about Epstein, and he ends the bit with like, he's, you know, this guy's like a James Bond villain. Like he's got a boat and an island and da da da. And you're like, all right, like I get where you're going with this, but that's the end of it. Like, that's not a punchline. Like that's a statement. That's a buildup maybe to the punchline, but like that can't beat
a thousand Instagram memes, dog. Like,
right. Yeah. Also that. Yeah.
So many, that joke's been done way better than you're ever going to do it, guy.
Yeah.
Get off the shit, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would be my advice for him. Like, yeah, fuck that joke, dude. Everyone's done it. Terrible. It's terrible. I don't really like yours. Yours is a shittier version.
Right. That's one of those things, too. Like you said, when people are doing comedy early and they don't know, you know, what the comedy police in the scene who want to like be like, ah, you know, this joke, that joke. And, you know, I've literally heard people tell jokes from memes, like the one, I mean, we all have, but God, the one that stands out in my head. Something about, how does it go? People have sex while camping. It's literally like fucking intense or something like that. Like somebody told that on stage at an open mic one time. I'm like, come on, man. Like we've all seen that meme 10 years ago. Right. Like, You know, don't try and pass that off like you wrote that.
Man, I was just sitting in my bathroom one day and I was like, you know what? Fucking intense, right? Right?
Yeah. That's a pun that nobody's heard for sure.
Beat to death, son. God damn. Who the fucking bet?
Yeah. The who was that, did you say?
Yeah.
What's his name? You would know him. New guy.
I probably don't know him.
Yeah, no. It's someone who, like, I forget. That's been the nicest part of this whole quarantine for me, is I've forgotten a lot of people existed, and it's been really nice. You know? Like, you...
I know exactly what you're saying.
Like, I'll see someone post something on Facebook that I haven't talked to or looked at in, like, 7 months, and I'm like... Man, I totally forgot that was a person and could have lived the rest of my life and never would have thought about them again.
Yeah, never would have worried about it. I don't even have, like, Facebook. I'll just go and check my notifications. I might have, like, 2 a day.
Yeah.
There's always some dumb shit like, hey, this guy posted on his page. Deleted the app and everything. So, yeah, I haven't been in any drama. So, I definitely forgot about a lot of people.
That's nice. Why deleting the social media?
Not social media, just I still have it, still checking for comedy.
Just deleted the app and stuff.
It's just I don't know, Facebook and Twitter is like too ridiculous on every side.
Is it just now or like in general, or you think because of COVID and the election and stuff?
Oh, all of it, dude. This is like a firestorm of shit I don't want to like look at all the time.
Yeah.
I get it. Like we get the room, just read me the news, I'll digest it. Process it how I'm going to process it, man. We don't need to just talk about it 700,000 times, Joe.
Yeah, but where do you even get the news from now where you can trust it or figure out, like, what?
You got to read, like, 3 different sources, man. I've been doing that for a long time, though. Like, all right, I'll read this source, I'll read this source, and I'll read this source. And I'll, like, an amalgamation of the 3.
Right.
Somewhere around the truth, and I just kind of go with that.
What are your go-to sources?
You know, like a couple overseas shit, like The Guardian.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah. Then fucking New York Times, and then I'll just scroll like world news, different newspapers on Reddit and shit.
Yeah, I used to use Al Jazeera and BBC a lot. Like, foreign ones are great because they don't have any stakes in like our politics. You know, they're not like bought and sold by our politics. The local ones like CNN and Fox News are all crazy, you know, and then but you get those ones that are foreign newspapers or they're a little more balanced because they're like, listen, those folks, this is just what's happening. We don't fucking care.
Whatever's going on over there. Thank God. Right. Not over here. Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
Right. So how's it been without social media? You feel happier? Not like on it all the time?
Yeah, man, I guess. I mean, I'm not really, like, listen, like, right now, everybody's kind of, like, amped up, so everybody's kind of fucked up right now, but for, like, 3 months ago, yeah, I was chilling, man. I didn't really worry about anything. It was, like, summertime.
So, like,
looking at some memes, I would laugh. I was like, oh, shit, maybe I'll tell some jokes soon, and then, you know, worked out and just went to work. I don't know, I was like a regular person. It sucks, but
yeah,
you gotta do it.
Yeah. So you've been, I mean, you live over on the west side near Tacoma. What's it like over there? Not just, I mean, comedy wise, obviously everything's shut down, but like, you know, when at the height of the pandemic and like with the shit going on in Chaz and stuff like that, was it wild over there?
Oh, that's another thing. No, man, it was not that wild. There were like a few nights of riots, maybe.
Yeah.
And there was protests, maybe a couple scuffles, but like, no, dude, that was like, for 2 weeks, I was real busy because I do maintenance downtown. So we get called for a lot of shit, boarding up windows, things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was busy for 2 weeks. And after that, it was like pretty much dead. I don't know where they keep getting all these pictures and shit. Chaz, I don't know. That lasted a couple weeks. That was an interesting little experiment they did, but it, you know, collapsed pretty soon. Obviously, logistically, that was not going to work.
Yeah. Well, it's so funny because,
like, okay, so as soon as the city cuts off the power and water there, what do we do now? Oh,
right.
Fuck.
Yeah, your own little autonomous zone suddenly is pretty dependent on other people's tax dollars.
You're gonna grow enough food to feed everyone in that 6-block radius in a couple months, dude. That's not how crops work, my guy. Anyway, but yeah, so it was, you know, it was a statement. Got a little wild there, but you know, it was like worse shit in Chicago.
Yeah.
Most days. And so that's just what it is, man. It's not that bad out here. It's not that stressful. I mean, you might get stabbed by like a homeless dude, and you might get robbed more now. But
that's bound to happen.
Yeah, yeah. That's still like one of the safer cities in the United States.
Yeah, it's pretty funny because I mean you lived in Spokane for a long time, and I have people who will still tell me like I go downtown Spokane almost every night and like walk around late at night, take pictures and shit, and people are like, oh man, you better watch out, it's not safe down there. I'm like, downtown Spokane, that place is not safe. Like, are you fucking like what's gonna happen in down? Like, are you fucking kidding me, man? Like there's homeless people. But they're pretty fucking, you know, they're strung out. They're not really that aggressive. Like, I'm more worried about the police in Spokane than any person in Spokane.
Dude, man. Yeah, for sure, man. For sure. Especially in the Valley. I've had, like, a couple bad ends with, like, bad runners with Valley cops and then, like, one in Spokane.
Yeah.
And I was pretty like, oh, shit, am I going to die right now? But, yeah, I've been there, like, for real, legitimately like, scared. Like, oh, shit, this is my last day on Earth.
Yeah, with the Spokane police, there's a good chance, man. Fifth deadliest police force in America. So, really crushing it. Trying to make that podium, top three.
Hey, man, if you're going to do it big, you know?
That's what I mean, come on. Let's at least, we're second biggest city in Washington State. We can make top three, I feel like, for deadliest
in the country,
force.
Though, like, we shouldn't, Washington, before I moved to Washington, I never even thought about the state, ever. I didn't know what was going on over here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. It's just, I was like, what is Washington about? Dude? Like, in Michigan and shit?
Oh, yeah, I guess you never really think, you know, I lived in Montana for a while, so then I used to come over to Spokane to play Hoot Fest when I was, like, in my mid-teens, so I'd been to Washington, but it's just, you know, the Northwest is kind of all the same, really, yeah. Like, you know, it's yeah, Oregon, well, Montana, Idaho, Washington, I mean, there's little, you know, Seattle's a little different than Missoula, but also it's kind of the same, it's just a lot of the same shit.
Topographically, man, it all looks the same.
Yeah, definitely.
It's all green.
Comedically, I wanted to ask you. I mean, you know, I saw you the other week, and I didn't really get a chance to talk to you much. But I meant to. So I'll ask you now, because I know you're a big fan of Bill Burr. Did you see his Saturday Night Live set?
I did.
What did you think about it? Because it's very polarizing for a lot of people.
A lot of people were polarized by that.
Come on, you saw the news. People were, I mean, or you know, at least they make it sound. They take people's Twitter accounts and like 12 people following them, you know, or whatever.
20,000 like nobodies with 100 followers were mad. You know
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
Population wise, that ain't shit. I can ask my mom about it tomorrow. Hey, mom, what'd you think about Bill Burr's SNL? She's like, "What the fuck are you?"
Yeah, who's Bill Burr?
Yeah, that's what most people are gonna say when you ask about that, man. But yeah, Come on, you didn't like that?
No, I loved it. I thought it was great. I thought it, you know, I watched it, and I mean, that's arguably one of the best monologues in SNL history. But I mean, that's what happens when you get a real stand-up comic and give him a microphone and tell him to go.
Rick Moranis sucks. Brooks back, baby. That shit was so fun.
But like,
you got a laugh off, and Rick Moranis getting punched in the face, dude. You know how good of a comic you have to be
to pull that off. Yeah, you're gonna shit on Rick Moranis.
Everyone loves that dude, man. Come on.
Yeah, that's true.
He left acting to go take care of his family after his wife died. Everyone loves that dude.
Yeah,
he's like, yeah, he got socked in the face. That's so funny.
I mean, you heard all the shit people were talking about it. I'm sure.
Not really like what they were saying. I've heard that people were mad, like, "Oh, fuck, Bill Burr's upper," but I didn't like listen to any of it. Like I said, I don't follow social media, so better, I'm like, I don't.
You're better.
I'm sure it's dumb. Whatever they were mad about. What were they mad about?
Well, you know, first of all, he's like, he called white women his bitches. That was one thing, and. Like, he did, but the context was a little different. It wasn't quite in that context, I'd say.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he was implying ownership, right?
Yeah.
He just saying, like, yo, my bitch is like my nigga, you know what I mean? Like, yo, yeah. He's my people. That's what he just said.
Right.
But just like in a 90s offensive way.
Yeah, well, you know, I think he was really bringing around with the whole idea of, like, because he kept separating... you know, he talks about like the gays and the blacks and da 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 and white people and white women. And he keeps like separating. And so I think it was like a way of separating people like into these boxes to draw the comparisons, you know, that he was making. So
man.
It's like a, it was like really comedically, it was smart and it was well done the way he's like, because he starts tiptoeing into talking about gay people and like, oh, gay Pride Month and I love gay, and then he starts talking about how that compared to Black History Month and how Black people should get along, you know. Go ahead, sorry. Oh, I lost you. Oh, lost audio. Hold on. I'm trying to learn sign language real quick. I don't hear you.
Hey, man.
Oh, there you are.
Sorry, I'm cut out, bro.
There you are.
I got shitty internet, man.
Oh, man.
But it's the highest tier that Comcast has, which is really annoying. And I have a direct Ethernet cable.
Comcast, how does Comcast, we need to get that Google fiber optics across the country or Elon Musk's Starlink internet going.
Yeah, we need something else, man, for sure. Fucking, remember in like the 90s when, hold on, let me answer this Bill Burr shit that you're talking about. Yeah, you said it was Mashable. That was Mashable. He's like, oh shit, blam, woke up. And he's like, how does the people who've never been enslaved yet 30 days?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, that's hilarious. I'm never going to go for that. But then how about like Burr? He's got the balls to even do a joke like that.
Yeah.
But it's still funny as fuck, man. He's like, come on, man. They're equator people.
Right. They can have June through June 1st through July 31st or whatever. If you're gay and black.
Gay 31 days of celebration, dude.
Yeah, it was great. I just think that audience isn't prepared for like a real stand up comic to stand up there and do a set like that. Like it's always sterile and some actor doing what writers wrote for him, not a guy as great as Bill Burr being like, oh, listen, I'm gonna write 7 minutes of fucking shit that's gonna knock your socks off.
Who was mad? I didn't see anybody in the black community. Like black Twitter loved it.
Oh, I heard.
What's up? And then what, were gay people mad? Because I don't think he didn't say anything bad about him.
No, it's the same people that are always mad and speak for every marginalized community.
Oh,
white women and like super like fucking progressive white cucks. Like that want, and you're like, dude, come on, fucking let them.
Anyway, I bet you white women were mad, like, but not white women, but the white women he's talking about, for sure, though. Pissed off because he was talking about him, you know. Sometimes you get talked about.
You gotta, you know, just sit here and get your talking to. You rolled around in the blood money, like that whole.
You're just with me. What are you talking about?
It's just the same people that always want to get mad on behalf of people. And it's like, you know, if you want to stand behind that group, if they get offended about something, I get it. But, you know, maybe something like that, let those people decide what, if they're upset about it or not. And, you know, white women, sorry. Yeah, you had it pretty good. You swung your UGG boots.
Dave Chappelle did that same shit, but like way more succinct.
What did
you guys were in on the heist? You just didn't like your cut.
Oh yeah.
You're in on the heist. You just didn't like your cut. He just did it like whoop.
Yeah.
And I thought that was way more vicious.
Yeah, that. I mean, you know, there's some truth to that. That's why it hurts a little bit.
I don't think he got as much flack though.
Well, I think Dave.
Yeah, he did. He got lots of flack. Never mind.
He gets lots. I mean, but then again, you've got, that's the thing about Dave Chappelle or even Bill Burr, is they're at a level and also they're such strong comics that they're at a point where they're like, I don't fucking care. Like, I'm going to say whatever. I mean, Whitney Cummings had a great tweet the other day where she's like, at this point, I assume you're not actually a comic unless you've been canceled, you know, which is it's like kind of true at this point.
I know. I need work harder, man.
I know, right? God, I gotta sexually assault someone.
No, not like that. But at least go cancel for like some tweets or some shit I said.
Yeah. So you said there's something else you were gonna go off on a second ago before you finished the Bill Burr thing.
We're talking about Comcast, and I was like, remember the 90s?
Yeah.
When the government took Microsoft to court and was like, hey, man, you gotta break up this bitch.
Oh, yeah, the monopoly.
Yeah, there's like way bigger monopolies now. How has that not been shut down? What happened?
Oh, I assume they just bought politicians.
Yeah, man. See, that's the dark side of capitalism, man, in terms of the corporatism.
Yeah.
If you're not careful.
Well, corporations are people, so they deserve to vote.
Yeah, well, since you know, they had to like mix that in with the slaves, I saw the Amendment 13 or whatever the fuck that was called.
So Comcast is such a shit company. A while back, I switched my plan. Like, I called them, and I'm like, I'm paying way too much for the service that I want. And I only have internet from them. I get the highest speed internet I can get. That's it. And
that's what I get.
Yeah, and they, like, I don't do TV or phone or any of that shit. And they always try and sell you TV. I'm like, I don't want it. I don't need it. I'm not going to watch it, whatever. And we found a plan that was going to like get me a new program that was better service for cheaper. And I'm like, perfect, let's do it. Sign up. Then like a month later, I get an email at like 4:20 in the morning telling me thanks for changing your service like again. And I call them and I'm like, somebody changed my service in the middle of the night and added like TV and telephone and changed my internet. So I call them the next day. I'm like, I didn't do this. Who authorized this? Who changed this? And like, oh, well, we can change it back to that other plan, but we don't have that promotional price anymore. And I'm like, Jesus the Christ. Fucking hell you don't, motherfucker. Like, I didn't change this shit. I'm like, and you can put in any fucking price you want. Don't tell me you can't give me the price I was paying last night today. Like, all of a sudden.
I know for a legitimate fact, they can give you like up to $220 credit. Just an agent. They don't even have to get approval for that. They can just do that.
Yeah.
Up to a certain amount of times on a fucking account. It's like, all right, man.
It's the worst. They're the worst. But like I said, they have monopoly. It's what are you going to do? It's that or maybe CenturyLink if they're in the area.
Yeah, but if you're like in an apartment, though, it's like, hey, can I get satellite? No, you can't attach anything.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, fuck, I guess I have Comcast or nothing then. Oh,
yeah. This is all I got. They got to do something. We need to fucking get rid of that shit. I wanted to ask you, did you watch the new Borat movie?
Of course I did, man. Like, I was 20, what, one or two when that fucking, no, I mean, it was older than that. 24 when the first one dropped, man.
Yeah. So what did you think of the second one?
Ah, it was pretty. It was okay, you know what I mean? It was pretty good. I like the that debutante ball shit.
Oh god.
I was crying at that. I was dying, dude. And just the creeps that were there.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a pretty girl. We like pretty girls, dude. I don't know what's up with that Giuliani shit. Was that really just a tuck in or like?
Well, that's what I was gonna ask you. I was gonna ask you what your opinion on that. What do you think? Was he it seemed like
I can't believe that was in a movie, dog. They just let that happen. I was like, did they fucking was this fake? You're not going to have like a girl tucking in Giuliani's shirt in a dark ass room on a bed, right?
Right.
No way they're going to say that's fake, right? It has to be fake. Oh my God.
Well, I don't. So what, Sacha Baron Cohen is so genius. He sets up these shit like fake companies that look very legitimate as media companies. And he gets these guys to sign off on being, you know, using their light, like, you know, to sign off, agree to be in this like film or like an interview that they film. And then once they do, whatever happens, they can use. And it's like, dude, you just fucking get duped. And the someone
lawyer, like, what do you? No. Let me see that. Who the fuck?
You would think so. Giuliani is Trump's like fucking main counsel lawyer. And like, fucking yeah, that's the guy who got duped by Sacha Baron Cohen. It's insane.
To be fair, ever since the Ollie G show, like way back in the day, I'm always like Sacha Baron Cohen. He's been doing this shit forever, man.
Yeah.
He's just good at it. You're right. He's superb, and I like how he just got like a daughter character just to be just as dumb and crazy as he was.
That girl was great.
She was, dude. She was. I had to look her up. She's like some weird Bulgarian actress.
Is that what she is? Yeah, I want to look and see. Like, she was so when when she's riding in the car with the black lady, and she's like, oh, she's like, she's just like freaking out, and like, yeah, I'm like, dude, this girl is fucking killing it and keeping a straight face, like dead ass.
Yeah,
no,
she was so good, dude. The fucking, I can't believe it. The debutante ball, like I said, was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
What, yeah, she was all the whole shit. When she was like in that Republican meeting with those women. Everyone, did you better? You know, four times. You put your phone. Everyone take off your pants.
Yeah. Then you hear someone in the background. Somebody call her an Uber.
Like, the one lady clapped, man. God, that was so funny.
My favorite part was when they were at the doctor, the pastor, and asking about getting an abortion because he put the baby in her. He's like,
oh, yeah, for the cupcake.
Yeah, he's like, well, I feel bad because I put the baby in her, but you know, I did it behind a dumpster, so no one could.
Like, my father said I had special threats that he came behind the dumpster, told me not to tell anybody, dude. Oh my god!
That guy just kept the pastors like. Now you keep calling her your daughter. When you say that, do you mean that? Like he's like, yeah, she's my daughter. He's like, okay, I don't want to hear any more about that.
Yeah. He's like, every life is precious. At the end, it just cut away.
Yeah.
Like, no, dude.
I just love Sacha Baron Cohen because he's so great at drawing out what's actually in people. Like he can make people the real person and like comes out so quickly when he talks to people. Like it just shows how easily you can get someone to be a terrible person if you allow them to be. You know what I'm saying? Like all you have to do is just ask someone a couple questions about like, oh, how many girls can you fit in this cage? And the guy's like, I guess two or whatever. I don't care. He's like, just doesn't fucking give a shit.
I'm going to sell you this regardless. Here's your fucking cage for this woman. Frank said, but my question is, because you know, that's just what they show on film. How many decent people do they actually film doing crazy shit? Like, man, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm not doing it. I bet you it's way more.
Probably there's got to be a ton of footage.
Psychos, man. There's definitely psychos out there. That's why I show my kids everything. Like, look, there's crazy people. Don't go with that kid to explore shit. He's gonna have a gun. He's gonna shoot you just for fun, dog. Don't do it.
Yeah, make sure. Yeah, take your put your GPS locator on your phone at least, so we know where to find the body. You know.
Yeah, be polite. Be considerate. You know.
don't make us scour the woods if you're gonna go do some dumb shit. Right. At least let us know.
You know, you went off with that kid. I told you. Now we never saw you again, bro.
Yeah, that was the end of that. Well, I want to talk about your show too. You got a show. I did it a couple weeks ago. Luke Severide got a show. Tell us about that and where people can find it.
Okay, you want to like know about it, or you just want to hear the show like as a come look me at the show?
Tell us about it. You tell us about the how it came to be, what it is. You know, elevator pitch type thing.
Oh, came to be, man. I don't know. Luke just hit me up because he was doing a show. And he asked me if I wanted to, like, jump on and help, like, be on an episode with him. So I did that. Then he hit me up after that, like, hey, do you want to co-host the show with me? Because we bounce back and forth.
Yeah.
He's like, who I hang out with is pretty much over here. He's like, write jokes, hang out. He's a good dude.
Yeah.
And, so I was like, I don't know. We just ticked around different ideas for shows. First, it was supposed to be, like, a high kind of game show, which I think we should have gone or stuck with because people like games.
Yeah.
And then we had like one conversation with somebody and like it got kind of deep and like, you know, we felt like it was a good episode, even if it wasn't funny, this was being talked about. So we tried to steer the show more like of a serious kind of thing. And then I don't know how we got to this news story. Cause yeah, I was reading some shit and I was like, man, people should know about more than just the politics, you know, the president, COVID and whatever. There's like way more news stories out here. We should be bringing these stories to light and talking about them. That's what I wanted to go with it. And then it kind of like went on this goofy way. But I'm trying to get it back to like actual news stories that people should know. And then comics riffing about it.
So like important news stories or just like shit news stories? Doesn't matter. Just anything that's not politics, COVID, or Tiger King.
Pretty much. I mean, I think personally it should be like important shit. I mean, like, hey, we found water on the moon.
Yeah.
What does this mean? Like, you know, geopolitically, how's that going to look? Trying to get water rights and, you know, things like that. Just fucking, hey, the World Bank decided that one more strike and, you know, they're getting rid of the U.S. dollar or some shit. shit like that, you know, news stories.
That is important. Well, I
news
mean.
You should know about, but don't, because, like, no one really talks about them anymore.
Wait, did they find water on the moon?
Yeah, they did. That's what I'm saying. We should be talking about that.
Because I saw an article that said, like, NASA is going to make a big announcement soon about the moon. And then I didn't ever see the follow-up. But also, I was like, NASA, why are you being so coy? You have to like make a premiere for this news? Just say the news. Like, you don't have to give me an article telling me there's gonna be an article about news. Just fucking do the article, man. What's it? What's with the foreplay?
You gotta stop.
Yeah, just
you gotta stop. This is the worst revenue streaming I've ever heard of, man. That one movie was right.
That is a weird thing to have water on the moon and start talking about like rights to the moon. Who owns the moon? You know, I mean, because like the Trump is wants to have. He said if he gets 4 more years, he wants to have a manned base on the moon by the end of his next term.
Yeah, you just build a base on the moon in 4 years. That seems reasonable with our
booming economy
being like $3 in debt. What are you fucking talking about, Trump? What are you talking about?
You
want to fucking build a man base on the moon?
You know what I hope? I hope they build a base on the moon and move the White House there. The president has to live on the moon. I think it's a baller ass fucking move. Like, where's the U.S. president live? On the fucking moon, bitch. Where's your president live? Oh, you know. Oh, in the Kremlin? Fucking cool. Cool.
Oh, on a place where oxygen's always just available most of the time? Like,
it's super convenient to get places.
You don't get like an emergency alarm like, oh, fuck, the oxygen system is just, it's down. We need to fix it. We got an hour.
Yeah, well, yeah, it just proves he's got, you know, he's definitely a leader if he can manage to live on the moon. That's what we should do. We should send top three politicians that are like vying to be presidential candidate. We send them to the moon. We have like a 6-month Survivor series. We live stream it, and whoever lives gets to fucking be president. You know that dude wants to be president.
Yeah. First off, Dynamite Show. Like, yeah, like a Mars. What the fuck was that movie with Matt Damon when he's just eating potatoes?
Yeah, No, wait. No.
Mission to Mars. I don't know what the fuck it's called, but whatever. He was on Mars.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gotta
Martian,
be something like that.
The Martian.
The Martian. There we go. It's like, we're going to give you the basic shit.
Yeah.
You got to put it together. You got to know the math. You got to do all the formulas yourself. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
If you live, I'll trust you with the economy.
Right. You deserve. You fucking earned it. We know you want it. And plus, you live stream that show. That'd be the biggest show in the world. Fucking every country. Kim Jong-il would be fucking tuning in and watching that shit.
For sure, man.
We would be crushing it. I think.
Potatoes, man. Which I like that they did that, because you can live indefinitely off butter and potatoes. Did you know that?
That actually sounds like a pretty decent. I mean, I'd get bored a little bit, but also potatoes, you can do a lot with potatoes.
Yeah, you can fry up some potatoes in some weird ways. It's not like you're never going to get an egg. You know what I mean?
Right. I like it. I'm going to pitch that show in the next meeting.
Right. Yeah, but the show I'm on is called Wait What? You can catch it on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Whatever we are at, Pacific.
Pacific, yeah.
And that doesn't make sense, what I just said. There's times. 8 o'clock Pacific time, that's all I really care about. Everyone else, you know, adjust it.
Do the math.
Yeah, I'm not doing that right now.
Where is it, and where can they find it?
They can find it on Big Laughs Comedy. It's a network, has a bunch of different shows. Actually, a lot of pretty good shows on there. You should definitely check it out. You know, it's a good way to network, meet new comics you haven't met. And do some shows.
All right, definitely check the show out, guys. They've got some great comics on there. All right, I've got a couple of questions before we get out of here. I do a segment on the show now called The Rundown. It's just a series of questions I do with guests. Individually, they don't mean much, but together they just start to paint a tapestry of who that person is. The first question I have is a very important question that's been floating around the Social Hour ether in studio for a couple weeks now, and I need to know, how many times do you think it would take for you to punch a horse in the face to death?
To death?
The horse isn't fighting back. It's just a horse, and you got to punch it in the face to death. How many times?
Would it take me to kill the horse?
Yeah, you got to kill it. It's a live horse.
How many punches would it take me to kill a live horse?
Yeah. In the face. You're not working the body or anything.
Cold both fists, or can I do the Boss Rootin' palm strikes?
I'll allow the palm strike for this.
Palm strikes, 168.
168? Do you have a plan of attack? Where do you hit it? Are you hitting it in?
Jesus Christ, man. This is terrible. But I was bashing one of those orbital bones.
Yeah.
And then slowly start breaking back toward the temple. That's and then it'll die pretty eventually.
That's a good plan of attack. The 100, what'd you say, 168?
168.
That seems like a reasonable number. I would accept that number. I said it, yeah, I said at least triple digits. I had a guy on the show not long ago. I asked him how many times it'd take him, and dead ass, he fucking looked me right in the eyes, didn't even blink, and he goes, six. I'm like, six? Fucking six times? I'm like, dude, there's no fucking way six times. I'm like, you can punch a person in the face six times and not kill them. You think you're going to punch a horse in the face six fucking times? And they're,
you know how small a horse brain is? Pretty small. You know how big their heads are? Pretty big. It's mostly skull, bro.
Yeah. I'm like, dude.
With your bare hands? That's why I said the fucking palm strikes. I don't want to, like, destroy my fist trying to break this horse face. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, you'd be just fucking, at a certain point, you'd be just like Dutch ruddering your hand into the fucking face of this goddamn horse.
Terrible.
Dude, six, the confidence on that guy, though. I'm like, six? Dude, just say one. If you're going to say six, just say one. At that point, you're like, one. That is some confidence.
You know how many pussies I do a day?
Yeah. All right, next question. Do you believe in aliens?
Of course.
Do you? What do you think? What do you think aliens are like? What's your idea? Is it just like life, you know, microbes, or do you believe in aliens like cruising the galaxy?
It's probably a gigantic spectrum of things, man. You know how big the universe is?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know how many planets there are out there that orbit stars that could possibly have life? It's absurd to think that we're the only ones out there. But it's equally absurd to think that they've come and visit us because we're in the middle of nowhere, dude.
Yeah.
I don't think we've actually been visited by real aliens.
You don't think
of them actually running into us would be, but they're definitely out there.
You don't think aliens have come in contact with Earth? You don't think they've been here?
I don't know, man. From where? There might be. I don't know. Dude, that's what I'm saying. The universe is that massive.
Yeah.
Maybe there's fucking aliens that saw us, like, 4 billion years, and I'm like, hey, we could probably travel there.
Yeah.
And now they see, like, oh, what the fuck was that? They used to be like fish, right, walking around on the fucking ground. Look at this shit now, dude.
They get here, like, what a waste of time that was.
That was a 4 billion year trip.
Yeah, do you know how much space gas we wasted? What about the idea that they're like interdimensional?
That could also be a thing, but are interdimensional things aliens? They're on the same plane. They're just in a different dimension, man.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. It's a weird thing. I don't know. There's you know, all these things being uncovered about UFOs, and they're saying, you know, now they're kind of unclassifying all these things. But yeah, again, is it a alien, or is it just technology we don't know about that's earthbound, you know?
Yeah, could be both. Like I said, I don't know. I don't know why aliens, but like I said, I don't know aliens' motive. MO, you know what I mean? Like, what would they be here for?
Yeah. Well, maybe it's the same reason we explore, you know, we explore space, or we explore the ocean, or, you know, that's just curiosity of finding what's out there, you know.
For sure. I guess, man, but we look at ants, right? I guess we just gotta look at them. We don't try to, like, meet their queen and shit. Like, hey,
yeah,
who runs this? How do we talk to you? You know what I mean? What are you guys doing? We don't try to, like, interact with them. Maybe they're just that much, like, the difference between us and the aliens, like between them and us and ants, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, maybe they interact the way an ant looks at us is the way we look at aliens. Like, the things, there's such a grand scale that we don't even recognize that it's an alien. You know, like, an ant doesn't look at us and be like, look at those humans watching us.
So maybe
aliens are all around us all the time. We just don't even realize it.
We don't even know how to perceive it, man.
Yeah.
I think about shit like that all the time. Like, what's around us that we don't even know how to comprehend, and we just don't know is around?
Yeah, yeah. I had this thought a couple weeks ago. So, you know how, like, elk see, their eyesight is based on edging, which means they really only see when things move. So like if you stand still, an elk really won't see you. But at the moment you move, they notice like the edging of you moving. So it made me think about like how maybe our scope of vision, like what is in our reality that our eyes don't perceive. We have such a limited scope of the light spectrum too that we actually pick up. It's like how much is in this world that's right in front of us that just our eyesight doesn't allow us to see because it doesn't move the right way. Like
answers to that though. We can see them through like different, you know, mechanisms like cameras, different filters, different lenses.
Yeah, but that's
see, like, you know, thermal image. Yeah, different ways to see shit. But I'm just saying, like, what do we not even know that we don't know?
Oh yeah, well, I mean, what they say we know more about space than we do about the ocean. So
that's what they say.
That's
we don't know dick about space, bro. You know how big space is?
Yeah, it's pretty. I think they use the word infinite. So
yeah.
All right, let's go. How do you drink coffee?
Yeah, like too much.
How do you take your coffee?
Black.
Just black, straight up hot black?
Black coffee, bro.
Like a man. I like it.
No, I'm just diabetic, and it's just, and I'm cheap. So it's either just not to sweeten my shit and just get used to the bitterness.
Yeah.
That is my life.
That's, yeah, black coffee's got a, the thing about coffee is like coffee is a flavor. You know, and if you get a good coffee, it has a good flavor. And, you know, I actually genuinely like the taste of a good coffee. It's like good tequila or good bourbon or something. You know, it has a flavor of itself.
Yeah, I can definitely say that for sure. Drinking coffee black, I've tried it. Like Starbucks has the worst coffee.
Oh,
just it's straight coffee.
Yeah.
You have better coffee just anywhere else, man. Almost that you can be Maxwell House. That's been sitting in your pantry for like 2 years is going to taste better than Starbucks. I don't know what they have, but it's not great.
Yeah, it's all bitter and real. It tastes burnt.
Yeah, it's not good. But yeah, there's definitely some, there's like this Cherry Street coffee house over here.
Mm-hmm.
They have like really good coffee, man. It's super smooth.
Nice. I like a good, I do like a good coffee. Let's see. How about who would play you in a movie about your life?
Would play me in a movie about my life. There's not that many black actors who I can think of with my exact pedigree, man.
Yeah.
Now maybe say Dave Chappelle's oldest son.
Okay. I don't know what he looks like, but I'll take your word for it that he
you mean just looks wise?
Yeah, well, no, I just didn't know. I thought you were going off someone, but I'll take
like character. Like he kind of grew up in like a small white town. It's more liberal, but he might be able to understand where it's coming.
Oh,
from.
I got. Yeah, that makes sense.
Like that. So
because they're in the middle of Ohio or something, right?
Yeah. Looks don't mean anything to me, man. As long as you convey the person, you'll be good.
All right. That makes sense. How about in a doomsday/zombie apocalypse scenario in the world, how long do you think you would survive?
Well, I'm going to guess that they stop manufacturing insulin. That won't be like the first thing in the line. So as soon as whatever supplies I can get immediately around me are out, done. So maybe like 37 days.
37 days. What about, let's say you had the insulin you need. What kind of survival skills do you think you could hang on to hang?
Oh, if I was I didn't have this, I think I'd be okay, man.
Yeah.
Pretty good at, I can shoot pistols, know how to use shotguns, know how to use rifles. I know how to hunt. I know how to like grow basic shit. I did Boy Scouts till I was like ninth grade.
All right.
I can make fires. I can survive outside and I have no problem fucking people up, man. So I think all these things together. Plus, I have my sons to help me out.
That's true.
I have a pretty good team network.
Plus, your oldest son does MMA. So, doesn't your oldest or your stepson, doesn't he do MMA or karate or something?
No, he's a
wrestler. What does he do?
He's like a boxer.
Yeah.
Wrestler. He does jiu-jitsu. But he's like mainly wrestling, man. He goes to North Idaho State.
Okay.
But Caltech's actually looking at him. They're thinking about a scholarship.
That's legit, man. Yeah, get that scholarship. Oh, yeah.
He's like in state. He's a beast, man.
Yeah, no wonder he's your favorite. How about speaking of movies a second ago, what's your favorite movie all time?
Ooh. All time? What do you mean by all time? Something I could just watch over and over again, or like every time it comes on, I watch it type favorite?
Yeah, like whatever you, like, whatever that means to you, your favorite movie all time, whatever, whether, you know, whether it's rewatchability or just you think that's the best film.
Groundhog's Day.
Groundhog. Well, that's ironically a movie you can watch over and over again.
Yep. Fucking Groundhog's Day. I love it.
All right. Groundhog's Day is a good movie. That's one, honestly, though, I don't know if I've ever seen that movie all the way through.
That's funny, man. Have you seen Palm Springs?
Yes.
That new?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was okay. That was pretty funny if they're going to do like a Groundhog's Day-esque movie, because I hate those movies worse than anything.
Yeah, you can really fuck up like a time loop type movie. I thought Palm Springs did it pretty well, though.
Yeah, me too. I liked it. I was impressed with it. So.
Yeah, Andy Samberg's funny also, though. I dig him.
He is. He's fucking hilarious.
All right, let's go with, let's talk about food. If you could have one pizza, any type of pizza, and I don't mean from a place, I mean like toppings, any toppings you want. But now you can, that's the only type of pizza you can have for the rest of your life. What toppings are going on that pizza?
I'm going to do the chin rub.
It's a forever pizza, man. Everyone loves pizza, but you gotta, you know. Yeah.
It's going to sound weird, but it's going to be like grilled chicken.
All right.
Fucking banana peppers and feta cheese.
That actually doesn't sound that weird. That sounds pretty legit. Is there a place over there that makes that kind of pizza?
But I've worked at a lot of pizza joints, and that's just something I used to make myself all the time.
I'd fuck with that. That sounds pretty good, actually. I like some with a little, the banana peppers is a good touch.
Yeah. If you don't like that much sweetness, you can add a little bit of onion to cut it.
Yeah, I'm not a huge onion fan, but I'd go. Yeah, otherwise that sounds pretty legit. All right. Speaking of pizza, we're gonna play a version of the game we call Podium, where we're gonna name three items, and one of those items you put them in first, second, and third place. Whatever you put in first place, you can now have whenever you want. Whatever you put in second place, you only get to have once a year. And whatever you put in third place, you can never have again. All right? So I'm going to name three items. You just got to rank them with that in mind. So first, since we're talking about pizza, we're going to go pizza, tacos, and wings.
Okay, I'm going to go exactly that order. Pizza, taco, wings.
Wings never again. Tacos once a year. Pizza whenever you want.
Yep.
Damn. That.
What kind of tacos, though? Hold on a second. I was thinking like Taco Bell tacos when you said that. I was thinking of Pizza Hut where I used to work. Maybe flip those two. Maybe pizza once a year. Because, you know, whatever. But tacos, yeah, I definitely want tacos, man.
Tacos whenever you want. That Lengua shit, man. Yeah. I thought about this one for a long time. I got to go pizza never again, man. I'd go tacos, wings, pizza.
Yeah, why the wings?
I love wings. Like, good wings, man. I fucking love wings. And pizza, I always want pizza, but when I eat it, I'm never as satisfied with it. It's never as good as it is in my head when I want it.
True, man. But sometimes you do get a fucking pizza that's just amazing. Travel, man. Maybe I've just never had good wings. I've heard they have good wings in Buffalo.
Yeah, I don't.
New York.
I've never.
Like where the wings are, but I don't know. I've had like Buffalo Wild Wings and like bar wings. They're good. That's like appetizer food to me, man. I'm good. I don't need to like.
Oh, man. I can smash like.
Fuck with tacos and pizza, though.
I can smash a shit ton of wings when they're real good. All right, let's same scenario, but we're gonna go with car, coffee, and cell phone.
Ugh. I guess cell phone. So, because you know, I'm addicted hopelessly.
You need it, yeah. And need it in today's world.
No. Fuck. yeah, car, that's fine. I can start taking public transport, and you know, I don't need coffee really. I'll just take vitamin B.
Just take vitamin B. Just start smoking meth. It's fine. They got meth shit. You're in Tacoma, man. It's everywhere. You're fine. You lose some weight. Feel good. Energized. You know, you become a minimalist. You'll start selling your shit. It's great. All right. Last question. Just straight up question. Who, if you could pick any celebrity to be president, who would be your celebrity president?
Same rules apply for, you got to be like a U.S. citizen, all that shit.
Good question. No, let's go open to any select. Let's go, well, you know, let's say an American celebrity. Like if they're a celebrity in America, I guess we'll take it.
Okay, so they could be from abroad, but they have to be popular here.
Yeah, it can't be like some obscure like Bollywood action star or something.
All right, I don't know the dude's name. I can't think of it right now. But he's like on Lock, Stock, Two Smoking Barrels. He was in Snatch. He was in Gone in 60 Seconds. He was like an old soccer player dude. Always plays a tough guy. Bulletproof Tony. Bullet Tooth Tony in Snatch.
Let me hold on. Bullet Tooth Tony?
Bullet Tooth Tony, Snatch.
Okay. Tony actor. This says Vinnie Jones? Vinnie Jones, images. Let's see.
He's a soccer player, right? Like a rough dude.
Oh yeah. This guy is Okay. I know who this guy is. Why this guy?
Why that guy? Because you know he doesn't fuck around. He's not going to be somebody you can just walk on. But if you ever listen to him in an interview, he's always like pretty level headed, pretty reasonable. I think he would have people's interest in heart, like deep down.
All right.
But yeah, he wouldn't like. I don't know. I feel like he would try to do his best, even though that might be impossible to do in this machine. But yeah. I feel like he would give it.
Also, that guy sitting next to you at like the, you know, what is it, the G7 or G6, whatever the hell that summit is, G8, the summit, you know, some fucking or some United Nations thing. That guy representing a country looks like a badass. Nobody's fucking with that country.
But I'm saying, dude.
Yeah.
He's like, celebrity wise, I like him. And yeah. He's got an accent, so people listen to him.
Yeah, true. Anyone with an accent, you pay attention to a little bit more, you know. Something about the American accent just kind of sounds dumb. it's not
our fault over time, though.
Yeah. Yeah, we had
could have gotten the other way, though, if we didn't worry about buying, like, new shit all the time. We're like, yo, what, how smart can we get? How much better can we make things? We could have been, like, known as, like, the smart country, dude.
Yeah, we let that one go.
Yeah, we got rich and just got dumb, man. I don't know what happened.
We got fat and dumb. Now we're fucked. All right, man. Well, I got to get out of here soon. So tell people again where they can find you, social media, the show. If you have anything coming up, anything on the books coming up. I know it's hard right now with fucking live shows.
Not really right now, man. But let's see. Yeah, at Greg Beachler pretty much everywhere. Facebook. I'm not on there, so don't. You know, tag me or do anything. Catch me on Instagram at Greg Beachler, Twitter. Check out my show, Wait What? We do it once a week. It premieres Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Central.
And when they do, make sure and go find Greg, see him. He's around this area sometimes too, so make sure and get a chance to see him. He's hilarious. So, all right, man. Well, good to talk to you, buddy. I appreciate you doing this. I'm going to go. Try not to kill myself during trivia.
All right, man. Don't do that. I'm going to go eat some food, dog. I'll talk to you later. Thanks for having me on, man.
All right. Sounds good, buddy. And I will catch you soon, man.
Sure, dog.
All right.
Talk to you later.
All right. Later on.